Hi, and welcome to the Delaware State of the Arts podcast. I'm Andy Truscott, your host today, and we have two special guests with us, David Pickrell and Marcia Reed from the Downtown Milford Inc., the Main Street organization tasked with promoting events like the Ladybug Music Festival in Milford. We want to give a special shout out to Peggy Riley, who's their third stoke in their wheel, so to say. But David and Marcia, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about Downtown Milford Inc. and how you guys got involved in that.
Well, it's a nonprofit that it's part of the, you know, Main Street organization. And we, when we moved into Milford, it was about 10 years ago, from a business standpoint, it was important to us to find avenues to help expedite the growth of the city from a cultural standpoint. You know, we're both involved with the arts, and the people that we met when we before we even purchased property here was a member of Downtown Milford Inc. And he sold us on the organization and particularly the city of Milford. So it was from there, it's just been we've been heavily involved with many facets of Downtown Milford.
For those that maybe don't know where Milford is, could you give us a bit of an idea where that's located?
We're about 15 miles south of Dover.
Great.
We are right on Route 1, and there are actually, I think we have three or four exits, so people can actually get here.
Great.
And we straddle the Mispillion River runs right through Milford, which is Kent County and Sussex County. So it's an unusual little town. It's quite charming, actually, because of the river.
So in your organization, is the Ladybug Music Festival the only event that you guys are tasked with producing? Or are there any other events that you all are known for?
Oh, well, yes, there's a number of them. Marcia and I and Peggy are heavily involved with this one primarily, the Ladybug Music Festival, but there are pub crawls and Bud and Bug festivals. Another event down here, non-DMI, is the Freedom Festival by the Chamber of Commerce does that, but we're always striving for additional events. It seems to be one of the most important things that that happen in Milford.
So we also do Third Thursdays. So beginning in May until, I think it's the end of September, every third Thursday, we shut down the streets in Milford. We have food vendors and music events, and all the businesses are open until 8.
That's fantastic. When did those all start?
I think they started when about, I would say, six or seven years ago that I'm aware of. Yeah. And they're really nice. They bring in quite a lot of people, not just from the local community, but from other cities all around nearby. We're definitely a festival town, Milford.
Well, who doesn't love a good food truck, right?
Exactly.
So let's pivot here and talk a little bit about what is coming up here in the end of July, and that's the Ladybug Music Festival. So tell me a little bit about it. Tell me about how Ladybug found its way to Milford and then the successes that you all had with it being down there.
Sure. First off, I'm assuming most people are familiar with it, but Ladybug Music Festival, it was founded by Gail Dillman and Gable Music Ventures. In 2012, I believe, and she and her partners were doing an annual events in Wilmington since 2012, and it was it's a group or their business is to champion female musicians, and it's a really a celebration of women in music, and that's what they do, and it's. I mean, it's hard enough for any musician to make their way, male or female. But you know, in particular, it's very difficult for female musicians to get a good start. And she found this niche that she started with, and so far, it's still these festivals are still the largest celebration of female musicians in the United States, which is kind of cool.
And right in Delaware, which is great.
Yeah. So they wanted to branch out and expand their footprint. And I'll let Marcia take over this, but they made their way and luckily got off of Route 1 in Milford. Right. And the rest is history.
I also own a business here in town, a fine art gallery called Gallery 37. And one day a couple came in. And I thought they were just customers and they were browsing around and asking questions about Milford. And then they explained why they were there and they were checking out our town and then told me that they were looking for a second venue to have the Ladybug Music Festival. And when I heard that, I said, oh, please, we need to have it here. This would be a real shot in the arm for Milford. We have a great location. We're right in the sort of the middle of the state in some ways, and it would just be the perfect place. So they were really excited, and I took them outside and showed them all the different places that the bands could play and be located in businesses and along the river. And so I said, you have to talk to my husband, David, and then he'll get you involved with DMI. And then that's how that happened. So we were very excited that they chose Milford. In 2018 was the first event.
And so obviously I'm sure there was a bit of a pause during COVID. And so this upcoming one would be what, the fifth?
No, this will be the third one. We took 2 years off, unfortunately, for COVID. So there's a lot of people were really excited about doing this again because it was, COVID affected everybody in similar ways, but so there's a lot of excited people about having it again this year. So
I think in 2019 we had 5,000 visitors, and we're expecting that, if not more, this time.
And it's been trending as we've been talking with individuals that are doing these large outdoor events, is that attendance is through the roof. You've got patrons that are just trying to get out and do anything right now, and pending obviously great weather, there are just arts patrons up and down the state looking for fun and new ways to get out and see their friends. So I'm encouraged for you all that this is going to be a great turnout.
Yes, we're hoping, because the rain date is on the 31st, but we're not doing any rain dance, so we want it on the 30th.
I always like to say the rain dates are just there, but we don't want the rain date. We're going to shoot for the first day. Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about, I can imagine that the festival is really important, not only for the arts feeling down in Milford, but also for the businesses and the like down there in Milford. So can you talk a little bit about the impact that a festival of this size has on your city down there?
Well, yeah, it was like Marcia was leading into with her first discussions with Gable Music. We believe that every city needs to promote the arts, and the more the merrier. It even goes to, education and the cultural position of a city, and it's a facet that's so required in any city, from looking for people to move in, for businesses and entrepreneurships. And it's just a position that I think we can say that we know pretty good, and we feel really strongly about promoting it. And, I think in most of the other merchants, or all of the other merchants along Walnut Street here in our little section of Milford, feel the same way. And they know that it's a positive movement, a positive addition. And so does the city. I mean, there's, Marcia said we had 5,000 people. I mean, from all over Delaware, but also from neighboring states and states far away, believe it or not. Yeah. And, what we've seen, because the Downtown Milford Inc., the DMI, has a booth out, during these events, and we talk to people. And, some of the people, local people, or people that have moved away that came back, they were overwhelmed with what they found in downtown Milford and the changes, positive changes that Milford's gone through. And so it's an attraction. It's a destination. You know, Marcia mentioned the Missapillion River. I mean, we have the Vineyard Shipyard, and that is the last operating shipyard in the state of Delaware, right here in Little Milford. Cool. And it's about 300 yards down the river east from where this event will take place. And we have a fabulous river walk that will take you there and back, and Delaware Nature Society's, looking to do grander things in downtown. So it's a real destination, and people that are interested in starting a new business, the entrance fee is still pretty good around here, and they're moving in. Yes, we're building, but it's getting a little saturated in towns further south. So it's we're in a good position, and the city realizes this as well.
Great. I want to take a brief moment here just for listeners that are tuning in to let you know that this is the Delaware State of the Arts weekly podcast that presents interviews with arts organizations and leaders who contribute to the cultural vibrancy of communities throughout Delaware. The Delaware State of the Arts podcast is provided as a service by the Delaware Division of the Arts and in partnership with News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Today's guests talking about the Ladybug Music Festival in Milford are David Pickrell and Marcia Reed from the Downtown Milford Inc. Main Street organization that's tasked with promoting events like this. So now that we've got a bit of an information about what the larger scale event is, let's get into a bit of the brass tack, shall we? So when is the event? What time is it? What can patrons expect from an event like this?
Sure. Well, it's going to be July 30th. It's a Saturday, and the hours are from 2 to 9 p.m. And the once again, the rain date's the 31st, but that's not going to happen. And, what can they expect? First off, it's a free event, and it's free to all ages. It's super fun. We'll have we're going to have over 35 bands, again, all championed or fronted by female musicians, and we've got it spaced out so it complements the merchants as well as the musicians and the city of Milford. So without looking at a map, there's maps kind of online on we call them fun maps. But we'll have a main stage in the middle of Walnut Street. There's a north stage, at the end of intersection of Walnut Street and Route 14. But, Marcia will have some bands in the back of the gallery. There's going to be bands in La Hacienda, arenas, sports bar, my sister's fault restaurant. What else?
The Causey Mansion.
Causey Mansion, breakfast. Bed and breakfast. Thank you. So it's spread out. The timing of the musicians is well thought out and thankfully planned by the Gable people, who know that business a lot more than we do. And so it flows really smoothly. We'll have a group of food trucks, and Marcia and Peg Riley have been instrumental in securing quality food trucks, and we'll also have close to 25 vendors that are more geared to the artisan type of vending.
Right, artisan handmade vendors.
Yeah,
we decided this year to do it a little differently. Since it's a music event, we just wanted it to be have a lot more crafts, fine art, artist wearable art, lots of jewelry, I'm trying to say clay work, stained glass. There'll be a lot of different, a real variety, and we just wanted it to be about the arts. And so we've really selected, I think, really nice high quality people.
In addition, we'll also have we're trucking in or WisFish Bank is kind enough to allow us the use of a trailer with twin ATM machines for attendees' convenience and to hopefully partake with the vendors and food trucks. And we'll also have a couple of beer tents and wine and
a distillery
mm-hmm. tent here. So,
and the I'd have to say that the food trucks are coming from upstate in northern Delaware and down here in south. So we tried to get a real wide range of food too, as well as the artisans. There'll be craft vendors that are from Arden and Newark, Wilmington, and as far down as Bethany Beach. And I think I even have someone that's in a lot more southern Delaware towns. So it's, like I said, it's a real spread, and it's going to be really interesting, I think, really fun.
What I just love to hear is just the sheer amount of thought that's gone into it, right? This wasn't just, oh, we'll pull together a few food trucks and we'll make sure there's some beer there. But you all have done a really great job of getting a broad representation of the state, both in food, music, alcohol. And it's great to see that level of planning go into it, just so that we know that these individuals can have such a great time out as they listen to this music. Are there any favorites of yours coming, either favorite food trucks, favorite distilleries?
Favorite musicians.
Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Yeah, I'm looking forward to having Frantastic Noise back. They were on the main stage in 2019, and she's quite an incredible vocalist that can really pump up the crowd. I'm guessing she'll do that again, but she, but our main star is El Jury. And I believe,
she does a Latin venue and, I believe she's from Manhattan.
Yes.
And, but, she migrated up, from South America, I believe. But I listened to a couple of her songs. She's a writer, a songwriter, and very interesting, style that she has. So I'm really looking forward to her, what she has to offer.
But I think there's a really wide variety. So people that will go to the Causey Mansion Bed and Breakfast, they have a really nice backyard courtyard where people can hear more soulful or jazz, folk, and then some of the more, I guess, what do I want to say? Movers and Shaker bands will be on the main stage. And so, but they, we've really
something planned, for everybody.
Yeah, we've planned this out where, and everyone will get a map so they know where to go to find the ATM and find whatever type of music they want to hear, or where the porta potties are, which is very important. All of that.
Probably just as important for those that might not know the city is, is there easy parking in that area, or are there specific lots that they should be looking to go to?
Yes, there is. And first off, I was remiss in mentioning that, but parking is free in downtown Milford, but all the time, not just for the event. So, you know, come on down. But yeah, that's also marked. We've got a number of municipal lots surrounding the event. So no excuses. There'll be signage out on the main roads, you know, pointing in this direction. There'll be flaggers here and there, and you won't get lost. So
where online can people go to get pointed for more information on the event?
theladybugfestival.com. You can get similar information from downtownmilford.org. That's the DMI website.
We just have a few minutes here to wrap up. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you're like, oh, I really need to make sure I mentioned it, just so that the listeners can know a little bit more about what to expect for the Ladybug Festival down there in Milford?
Well, we should probably mention our major sponsors.
Yes, go absolutely. Yeah. And, first off, the city of Milford has been a real champion of and supportive of the events from day one in 2018. And they see the benefit. They see the benefit, to downtown and the potential it has and the benefits from all points. But they support us very well with their personnel for assistance with the logistics of putting a gig on like this, and also financially, which we thank them a lot for. But we also have a number of sponsors that, I like to think that they, sure, they get notoriety, but they support the arts, which is, I think, the main reason, that they do this. But BB Healthcare is our presenting sponsor this year. We've got the Delaware Lottery. The Parker Group is a real estate firm, Gallery 37, Whistler's Bank, Dogfish Head Craft Brewery, Milford Lions Club, Atlantic Concrete, and Kent County Tourism, Small Villages. And John Malura, I'm going to miss somebody here. I'm going to get in trouble. So John Malura Photography, Loft Team is the videographer for the event. And
John is the main photographer that will be going around doing
John Malura,
doing candids, but also doing all the stage photos.
So, outside of the vendors, you've got Mr. Pillion River Brewing Company and
Easy Speaks
Distillery. So, everybody's looking forward to it. And the weather's going to be great. The music's going to be great.
So this is just a reminder, the event is Saturday, July 30th from 2 to 9 p.m. in downtown Milford. For information, visit www.theladybugfestival.com. And David and Marcia, thank you so much for spending your time with me today. And we'll be sure to make sure all of our listeners get down there to Milford for this great, great event.